Now, another innovation in the adjuvant setting that's come about just in the last couple of years has been the use of trastuzumab or Herceptin as adjuvant therapy. Of course, we had that around for a long time in metastatic disease. But as of the 2005 ASCO meeting, we found out that the recurrence rate was dramatically decreased by the use of trastuzumab. Can you talk about how you all approach the use of that agent, what you do in terms of cardiac monitoring, and how patients seem to do when they receive trastuzumab in the adjuvant setting?
Yes, I've certainly seen the power of Herceptin in extending women's lives with metastatic disease, and women are very much embracing the opportunity to take it in the adjuvant setting, which I think is wonderful, and I support our physicians in offering it and the patients in saying, yes, I want to do it. It is important that we can never make an assumption that because she's young, for example, that she's got a good heart. She may have been on an anthracycline already that may have taken a toll on her, and we aren't aware of that yet until we do a MUGA to see what is her EF level and talk with her about the pros and cons of taking it, that it does carry a small but real risk of causing cardiac toxicity. So a MUGA is done prior to beginning, and then every 3 months, we're looking at what her cardiac values are again. If her levels do rise, we may give her a drug holiday for a bit, but not necessarily saying we're going to take you off and leave you off forever. Monitoring her again to see if her cardiac function improves as to whether she would be a candidate to be able to return to taking this medication. I think one of the challenges for patients, particularly those that are on it weekly, is the impact it can have on their life schedule, because this is a medication that needs to be given intravenously, so it isn't a pill that they're going to be taking at home. Incorporating that into their activities of daily living, whether it be Friday afternoon, leaving work early, or however that's going to work out for her schedule, but she really needs to understand that she's investing probably 4 to 5 hours out of her week to this type of medication administration. I also like to make it very clear to patients to have an understanding that targeted therapy, biologic therapy, is different than chemotherapy. Even showing them drawings of, this is the first time that we've gotten away from what Dr. Susan Love has always said was the poison-slash-burn method of treatment, and are finally biologically treating these cells, which I think is very exciting. Patients are enthused to see that we've reached that point and that they are part of that discovery and are reaping the benefits of that discovery, with the hopes that more treatments like this, which certainly have become developed, and I think even more will after this now, will be in the future for the next generation.